run Tzadik Aleph from his days towards the bottom. Omer Rav Ashi, Ulekala lo chashina. It's mashiv in the Mishnah that only if the husband came back is there a problem. But if there's a rumor that he's alive, then we don't consider that at all. Rashi, the kolo chashinu, imnisus b'dezin, the akrakach yotze kol shabal chay, the konenu lo ba. She remarried, and there was a rumor that the husband's still alive. We don't do anything to her. We don't ignore the rumor, because the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that he came back. Mashma, if he wouldn't have come back, but there's a rumor that he's around, then it's a problem. Then it's not a problem. Gemara says, which kind of call are we not choshish for? Ilei makola the boss and the suin. If we're talking about the call after she married, there was a rumor that the husband was still alive, and that's where Rav Ashi said that we don't take the rumor into consideration, and she remains married. Ha'am Rav Ashi chadazim. Rav Ashi already said that once. Ha'am Rav Ashi. Call the Buster Nisuin Lo Chashina. Any call that comes after Nisuin, Rashi, Kigon, Kohen Shinosa Isha, the Yachakach Yotza Aleha call, Grusha Ozona. Kohen married a woman, and before he married her, there was no rumor or anything about her, she was kosher. And afterwards, a rumor, no witnesses came, just there was a rumor about her. So we don't discount the rumor. She's married, we assume that she's kosher. So Rav Ashi already said that any call that comes after the marriage, and here the call came after the marriage, right? Mar says no. Mao the same. Mahoil v'asayla beidina. The sharinan kikol the kami nisuin dami v'titz or kamashal. So Rav Ashi is telling me the following. Over here, since she had to come to Beis Din, and what's it called? Beis Din had to be mat to her. It means that now when there's a rumor afterwards, it probably was there, people will say it probably was to begin with. Why would she have to come to Beis Din or whatever if it was clear that her husband was dead? What was the problem? She came to Beis Din because some people were saying that her husband was still alive and she needed a heter of Beis Din. So therefore, I might think that this is like a call that came before Nisuin, before she got married. Kamash Malan, no, that we don't consider it a call as before. Rashi. Called the Asayla Beis in the Sharin in law, given the Asayla Beis in the Sharin in law, however, Hutzra Chalolo Beis in Hatira, since she had to come to Beis in Mat to her, Alma Bechai having misnagwina, there must have been a doubt, called him Nisuin. The Hilkach Kemisha Yotzer called me also Shah Dami Kamash Malan. Now, we don't say that, well, it's as if the rumor was before, because people will say that, why did the Beis in have to be Mat to her? What was the problem? Must be that there must have been a rumor before. Kamash Malan, we're not choshish for that. Okay. So the halacha is that if she got married through a horah of Beis Din, so then she is potter from a korban, but the Beis Din brings a korban because it's like a getter of I don't know if the Beis Din brings a korban really, but I guess she's potter from a korban because Yochid She'asa Boras Beis Din is potter from a korban because the Beis Din takes responsibility what she should have done. So the Omar Ziri Leslam Asnisin Minatani Be Medrusha. This Mishnah is pushed away from a Braisha of Tani Debe Medrusha. The Tani Be Medrusha, the Braisha says, Horu Beis Din, Shishoka Chama. The Beis Din gave a horah that it's after Shabbos, that the sunset. Ula Vesov Zorcha, and in the end, they saw that the sun was still up. Right? They went behind the clouds, and they said it's after Shkia, and the Maisa, the clouds went away, and there's the sun. Ein Zu Horah Elatos. That's not a horah. It just comes out the Beis Din made a mistake. It's not that they set a psak and now the psak is obliterated. No, it was never a psak. It was a mistake. And a mistake, person follows the mistake of Beis Din, has to bring a korban. But Rav Nachman Omer Horahi, and Rav Nachman says, no, the Mishnah is right, and it's considered a horah, and it's not considered a mistake. And same thing over here. They were mat to her to get married on P.A. and the husband came back. So it comes out that it wasn't really a horah, it was a mistake. So a mistake doesn't patter somebody from a korban, but a horah does. Omer of Nachman, Tether the horahi. With Nachman said, I'll bring you a proof that it's considered a horah and not stam a mistake to begin with. To bechol Torah kula eid echod lo mehemen. because in situations like this, like we learned before, an eid echad wouldn't be believed in the whole Torah. The hacha mehem, and here an eid echad is believed. So obviously it's because the whole raw of the basin is considered a whole raw. They're basing their whole raw on the fact that she's daiko mitzvah, and if there's an eid echad, and therefore it's their whole raw that's being matir. So it's a legitimate whole raw. Now that he came back, so the whole raw is bottled, but it was a whole raw. Therefore she's potter. My time alam mishum dorahi. Right? So you see that from this that it's a whole raw. Rashi. Horu basin. Sheshaka chama b'shabes v'itiru lasos malacha ein zu hora lismocha leh v'lifter yachid shos opiyah. So if a yachid went and did malacha during that time that the basin had said it's not Shabbos anymore, he's chayv to bring a korban. Oh, im osu tzibur opiyah ein mevim par kishar helim dover and l'kol echad kizbo seira. In this kind of case, I'm not 100% sure why it's mashma from Rashi that the basin would bring a carbon. The Gemara says over there in Hurius that the only time you bring a carbon is where basin will vattle something. That was a mistake. They said that it's not Shabbos. They said that there's some part of Shabbos doesn't apply. Right? They have a vattle part of Shabbos. But if they stop made a whole raw that somebody's allowed to be Machal Shabbos because they thought the sun set, in that kind of case, you wouldn't bring Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibur. Rav Aaron, you agree? I don't understand what the... Okay. Ela kol echad kizbo sira. She'ein zu helem dover. Ela tos. Kishvurim shebo ba'olim dover shelo ba. They thought the sun said it didn't. The ha'kulakuli alma gal yahasa the tos. Everybody knows now they made a mistake. The ha'chanami the masnishin tos. See kishvurim shemes. The hinei bo ba'ilo. The ha'kol roim. Right. Ela a'ed samuch. Right. So the whole raw of basin is bottled. It was a mistake to begin with. So therefore that doesn't patter her from a carbon. So now Rav Nachman said, no, tainted the whole raw, they horas basin, he nises. It's because of the whole raw, not because of the aid. The alayu talya, the loa aid. So their whole raw was what was matter her. How do you know? The havacholat Torah aid echad lo mehemen. The haka mehemen. The Torah lo heminoso, the heminu v'avdina napumayu. The Torah didn't believe him, and they, for whatever reason, the rabbanon had to believe him. They believed him, so it's a good horah. It's a horah that later on came out to be wrong, but it wasn't a toast to begin with. Okay, Omar Rava teda the tosu. No, Rava agrees with Ziri that it was a toast. The ilu horu based in bechelev uvedam lehetera. How? What would be in this case? Bezin said a horah, right? That chelev or dam, a certain chelev or a certain dam was mutter. V'hadr chazu time ali sura, and then they reconsidered and they said no, it's osir. Ki hadri va'ame lehetera lo meshkachin lo. Then if they went back and they changed their mind again and said that it's mutter, we wouldn't listen to them. Right? In other words, the case that we show them say is where the first time they weren't sure. They said, we think this is mutter. And then what's it called? Then they said it's awesome. Then they said again, well, maybe not, maybe it's, that kind of horah is not considered a horah. Right? The ilu hecha da asa eid echad, same thing over here. Over here though, right, it is a horah. Why? Over here, right, if an eid echad came, Sharinan, right, we would be matur. When eid echad comes, says the husband's dead. Then asu trei asarna. If two other people would come and say the husband's alive and the eid echad is wrong, right, then we answer her. Ki hadar asa eid achrina sharinan la, right? And what's it called? Now that another aid would come and say that he's dead now. Not that he died before. Now he's dead. So he's not going against the two Adim. The two Adim said he was alive at the time that first Eid Echad said he's dead. Now this Eid Echad said subsequently he died. We would believe him. Why? Because Lamaisa, it was the fact that they believed the first Eid Echad was a toast. It wasn't a horah. Now, and now they what's it called this Eid Echad they could believe. But if the first Eid Echad was a horah, and we see that it was wrong, then we don't believe another horah of an Eid Echad. Then they can't believe an Eid Echad b'chlau. My time allow me shum the tosu, look at Rashi. My time allow me shum the horahi. Shahora, this is the first case. Shahoru Shechelev Hakeva Mutter, the Alaminayu, the Samech Adatayu, they made a mistake and they said that Chelev Hakeva is Mutter, and when it's really awesome. Vahachanami Adatayu Hu the Samech, the Amre called Isha Daiko Minseva, the Nimsa the Toa Boroson, the Holo Daiko, the Insula. They made a mistake, they made a mistake. They thought that a woman would make an investigation. She didn't make an investigation. Chazutai matam muvok, right? They first, they what's it called, had a reason to be matarit, but it wasn't a good reason. It was, you know, we think. Then they found a good reason to say it's awesome. The chihada omer la'teira, and then the tam she'enu muvok, then they said again, well, maybe not, maybe it looks like it's okay. Mirashli, we don't listen to them anymore. Once we see that they're vacillating, then that's a toast. They made a toast to begin with. Asur krevasrua hare tambor. Two people came in Asur, that's for sure. Ki hadar also aid echot. The omer achshav neis sharinin la. And if another aid would come and say he died now, we'd believe him. We don't say that the fact that they believe the first aid shows that you can't trust this based in. They don't know when to believe an aid. So you can't believe the second aid either. My time, Allah mishum damrinan at aid kama atayan. He made a mistake. The high basra mehemen, this one's okay. Because if it wasn't a mistake, it was a bad horah, then if this Beis Din has a record of making bad horahs with an eid echad, we won't believe them with bad horahs with an eid echad. Yi kamaisa horahi, da daitin samche, michi chazin and taim al yedei hashlaim halal, zelo orinon shapir. If we see that they don't know how to paskin. Because they paskin, believe the eid echad, and now you can't believe him. You see that this Beis Din didn't make a good investigation or whatever. How in the world can we now believe in another Eid Echad? It's all been Bishner, because it'll come out that they can never believe in Eid Echad about Beis Din, any Beis Din, anything after that. Maybe no, just we see this Beis Din doesn't know what they're doing. Okay. V'af Rabbi Lezer sovereign to Tosu. Rabbi Lezer also holds a Tosu, not a Horah. And if she's a toll, she has to bring a korban, not be so much, and that since the basin was hora, she's part of from a korban. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yikov Adina Sahar, V'tovi Chata Shemena. Yikov Adina Sahar, even though it looks like a big mountain, the din goes right through it. In other words, Aloch is not, but she's part of from a korban, she's chayav to bring the korban. E Omer Shbishlam of the toll, so Mishum Hochi Masya Korban. If you say that the original Horah was a toast, that's why she has to bring a carbon, because she can't be so much on their Horah, comes out it was a mistake. If it's a Horah, then it's a case of Toleb Horah spaced it. When she did it, the Horah stood. So why is she Chayev a carbon? The Dilma Kasover of Elezer, Yochid Shosa Boras Basin Chayev, there is a sheet over there that a Yochid who does Boras Basin is Chayev. That he is Chayev to bring a carbon. You can't, it doesn't go on the Basin shoulders. Maybe Rabbi Elezer holds like that man the armor. Samar says, in Kain, Mayikov Adina Sahar. No, then it's Pashit. He just holds it. Never is a Yochid Potter who does Al Pi Oras Basin. But over here it's Mashman. No, really, if we would not look into it good, there's a big mountain over here to say she's Pater, because it's Horas based in. And normally, Horas based in Pater is the person from a carbon. But over here, it's not, it's a toast. That's called Yikov Dina Sahar. But if he just held that you never are Pater by Horas based in, then that's the din. What's the Chiddush over here? Rashi. Yikov Adina Sahar, Benisus Alpi Bezdin, Lo Amrinan Alpi Bezdin Hu Umiftara, when Bezdin was Mora that she could get married, and she did, we don't say that she's Potter from a carbon. Elohochin Achar Omek Advarim, we look into it more, and we see that there was no Horov, there was a Tos. The Amrinan Ta'usahu, the Ha'aid Somach, the Tavichat Eshmeina, they made a mistake that they relied on this aid. And therefore, she has to bring a Chatas. The Mar says, "Im kein ma'yikov midatani hachi mashman the ilo ma'inin b'shapir lefumriya to havi paterla." If we wouldn't look into it, there's a big mountain over here that would have told us that she doesn't bring a carbon. But if the Rebbe Lezer always holds that Horas Beis Din does not pater from a carbon, then what's the big deal? Then according to Rebbe Lezer, she never would be pater from a carbon. Okay. Horua Beis Din Nasei. So the commission of thin ends that if Beis Din not to her to get married. So if she gets married, she's potter from a carbon. But Kilkala, right? If she went and did something wrong, she didn't get married, but she did something wrong, then the basin weren't matter to do something wrong, and therefore, what's it called? She's chayav a korban. My kilkula, Rav Elazar omer zinsa, she was mezameh. She lived with somebody, shelo, without kedushin, right? Which is the bittul of a mitzvah's essay of kedushin. Pastus, not a zolna, whatever. She lived with a guy one time, so she's not a zolna. It's not what's it called, a kedesha, according to most opinions. Well, basically, it's an issur of a pnuya is a bittul of mitzvah's kedushin. She lived with somebody without kedushin. Rabbi Yochanan Ramon al Kohen Gadol Grush Vechalutzu. No, it had to be worse than that. She had to go and marry somebody usher to her. Manda Omer Zinsa Koshki Ramon al Kohen Gadol. The one who says that if she's mezana, which is not such a terrible thing, and still she's chayv in a korban, because that wasn't included in the Beis Din Torah. Koshki, if she went and married somebody usher to her, that's not included in the Beis Din Torah. But Manda Omer Ramon al Kohen Gadol Level Zinsa though. But the one who says that it's only if she married somebody also to her, but if she was mezana, then she is still potter from a carbon, because she can rely on the basin. Why? The amra asunhu the shavisim penuya. The haura was that I'm a penuya, so I'm so careful of what who I live with. A penuya, not that she's allowed to live with somebody else, but I'm not an ish ish. So you're the ones who gave me I wasn't so afraid of being mezana because I know I'm a penuya. It's not such a terrible issue. But you didn't tell me I could go marry somebody also to me. That for sure not. Tani kavaisa Rabbi Yochanan, horua beisin linos, save a holcha v'kilkala, kigon almon l'koin gadol grusha v'chalus v'koin hedyet, chayeves b'korban akol b'o b'ya, div Rabbi Elazar. Right? So Rabbi Elazar says, she's chayev on every b'ya that she has with this guy, right? Because what's it called? She's really an Aisha Sish. And there's a machlokus whether Bios or Machalkos. She did it behelem echad. It's all one forgetting. Right? But each Maisa B is a separate thing. You're chayiv for each one. Different chatas for each one. The chachomim are korban echad al-kol. Bios are not Machalik. It's one helem. And you one forgetting. And therefore you're chayiv one korban. Modim chachom lebeloser. She nises lechamisha b'nei adam. She went and got married to five different people. So there's five, well, even though with Behelem Echad, one forgetting. She thought she was Pnuya and she wasn't. So only one forgetting, but Gufim Mechulakim, different people, is different Chatos. Shechayevus Mekorban HaKolecha Be'echad, Hoyal Gufim Mechulakim. Rashi. Kol Shekein Almona LeKohen, Lahach Ilo Shar Yuhad. For that, they were a matter. I'll call B.O. B.A. Kesover Abelazar B.O.S. Mechalkos the time of Sechus Krisis Korban Echad I'll call Hovelo Nodol Abin Asayim V'havilo Ka'ochel Shnei Zeisei Chela Be'elam Echad if you ate two Kezeisim with one Helam you only bring one Korban. But the Rebbe Lezer also knows that each B.A. it's not like a separate Kezai, it's all one eating. This is each one is a separate thing, and the Chachamim hold no, each B.A. is just like a separate Kezai, it's all one Chatas. But if it's different people, then taka, you have to bring different chatos.
We're on the Mishnah on the study base Amud Aleph. Ha'isha shalach baila ubana lemedina sayam. You have a case, a woman, her husband and her son went to overseas. Uba'u v'amrula meis balech v'charkach meis b'nech. So they told her that her husband died first, and afterwards her son died. So therefore, when her husband died, since he died first, there's no yibum because the son was she still had a son. So everything was fine, so to speak. And then what happened? Venise, so she got married to Stama person, right? Because there's no yibum over here, and she got married to somebody. Then what happened? V'charkach amru la chiluf hayu advarim. Said, told her, we got things mixed up. It was really the other way around. It was really that the son died first, and then her husband. So at the time when her husband died, there were no kids, because first the son died. So she was really chayav to do yibum, and instead she went marrying this guy without doing yibum or chalitz or anything. That's called a Yavama Lashuk, which is a lav. And so now what? Now she found out that she felt a mistake. So the din is teitzei. She has to leave this guy that she married, because she was a yevama l'shok. And vavlad, rishon ve'acharon mamzer. So the first one and the second one, it means the first child and the second child. So the Gemara is going to ask what that is. From a pashtus, it means before she found out and after she found out. So the Gemara is going to ask, there's no real difference. I mean, she found out that she was married to Yevama l'shok, and then, so before she found out, she was living with the man she was not supposed to live with, Yevama l'shok, and now she found out and she continued living with him. So nothing's really changed. It was Yevama l'shok, and she's still. So nothing's changed. So there's no real reason to have a Vlad Rishon and Acharon here. It doesn't really make any difference. No significance. The Gemara is going to discuss that. And but they're both children. If she has them before and after she finds out, they're both mamzerim. And the Gemara Rashi already says over here. The Gemara is going to say that it's only a lav. So this is Rabbi Akiva. Remember that says there is mamzerim bechayve lavin. Okay. The next case, Amru la meis b'neich v'char kach meis balech. So what happened? First her son died, then her husband died. So she was chayev to do yibum, and she did minis yabma. So she married her husband's brother, or did yibum her husband's brother. But then v'char kach amru la chilus hayu advarim. Again, then they told her it was the opposite way around. So she was not allowed to do yibum. Because at the time her husband died, she still had a son. So there's no chiyu of liyibum here. So basically, she was she's over on living with her eshesach, right? Living with her husband's brother without yibum. So what's the din? Takes place. So she has to leave him the yavama, so she was not allowed to do the yibum. Vavlad again, rishon vacharon is the mamzer. And because it's because of Eshesach, which is living with, which is no din of Yibum, which is living with the brother, so it's she's over in Eshesach and the kids are moms. Next case. Amrula meis balech v'nises. So they told her that her husband died. Fine, so she got married. V'chakach amrula kayam haya umeis. So they told her, well, there was a mistake that when you went and got married, Your husband was still alive, but now he's dead. So what's the din? Tate say that because she married this guy Be'isser, right? That's because really she was a married woman at the time when she married this guy, so she's Mazana with him, and therefore she must leave him. And Vlad Rishon is a mamzer because she's Eish Yashish, and the Acharon, the second one though, is Eino mamzer, right? Because he's dead. So if she continues living with him now. Okay, Lamaisa, her husband's dead now. So there's no Isser Torah here, so the kid's not a mom. There is an Isser Rabbanan of, you're not allowed to stay with him. But even after the husband's dead. But Lamaisa, there's no moms there for if she continues living, because the husband, Lamaisa, is dead now. Amrullah, next case, Meis Balich. So they told her that her husband died. Viniskadsha. So she didn't get married to somebody else. Yeah, she just had kedusha, just accepted kedusha. But karkach ba bala, and then her husband shows up on the scene. So it comes out that the guy that engaged her was married, basically mekadesh a married woman, but there was nothing more than that. So muteras lachzor lo. So she can go back now to her first husband because she wasn't mizana. She just accepted kedushin, which wasn't really kedushin because she was a married woman. And therefore, we don't give her a punishment here, a knasa, that she can't go back to her husband, whatever, and she can go back. Afalpi shenasan la acharon get lo psala mina kahuna. And since we don't look at the kedushin like anything, and therefore there's no shaychus at all to anything here, and therefore if the guy that was mekadesher gives her a get, it's like giving a get to a woman off the street. It's meaningless, and therefore she remains kosher to 100% to kahuna to everything. Etzu darash Rabbi Elazar ben Masya. He darshan when it comes to the inyan of gerushin by a kohen. It says in the pasuk visha grusha misha that woman's that's the divorce from her husband and he learns out from here, Velo me'isha eino isha, and not from a man that is not her husband. In other words, if her husband gives her a get, really her husband, then fine, she's divorced and she can't marry a kohen. But if a woman was not really married this guy and she received the get, that doesn't possible for a mechuna. Even though there are cases, otherwise seems to sound like, isn't that obvious, you know, off the street here, take a get is meaningless. But there are certain situations which are called reyach get, where there are it's not mamish, but there are it's connected somewhat. There is some shaykhs over here, and he's coming to say no. The only time it's asr to a kohen is there's mamish, the husband gives the wife the get. Okay. Let's see Rashi. V'charkach meis b'neich. First the husband died, then the son died, and therefore v'lohuska kaliyim v'niseis l'shuk. So she thought everything's okay, she can go get married, because at the time when her husband died, there was still the son alive. Rishon v'charon mefarsh b'gemara. Like we said, Gemara is going to speak about this. Mamzer. So why should the kid be mamzer? It's only the iser lav of yavam l'shuk. So Rashi says it's Rabbi Akiva mitukma. The Amar, as we learned before on Daf Mem Test, that Yesh Mamzer Mechayvi Lavin, and that's why there's Mamzerim over here, even though it's only a Lav. Kayam Hayah, they tell her that her husband was alive, Kishanis is when she got married, Avlad Rishon, Shahayala, Bodenu Chai, when her husband was still alive as a Mamzer, and if she continues living with this guy, but now since husband's dead, the second one we said is not a Mamzer. Okay, on to the Gemara. I'm sorry?
She's in no way.
She
allowed to continue.
No, she isn't. No, she's not. But let's say she didn't listen and she kept on. But now the husband's dead. So it's not Minotaur or anything, the husband's dead.
She's a married woman who was Madonna with this guy.
Yeah, but if the husband, this is after the husband, after the husband's dead. Right, but the husband's now Lamaisa, the husband's dead.
Yeah.
So she's not, so she's neither Ram, she's not allowed to stay with the guy, but Mina Torah, she could.
She was beforehand.
Right, I understand. So if the husband is.
Be possible,
right, so if the husband was still alive, it's Tesei Mizem Mizem, but once the husband is dead, I think the din is different. Mina Rabban is the same, she has to leave. I think so. Okay, the Gemara says. My Rishon u'my Acharon. So now we're asking the question. So we said that in the first case, that we said that both the first law and the second law, but nothing, her status didn't really change. It was a Yavama Yalashuk, except she didn't know about it first, and now she found out that she was Levana Mashuk, and she just said, okay, she just continues living with the guy. So her status really didn't change. She was a Yavama, she still is. Just the only thing changed that she knew about it. She didn't know about it, now she knows about it. She continues. So the child in both cases is mom's. So for the Gemara says, my Rishon, my Acharon. Ilei my Rishon lifnei Shmua, and Acharon is lachar Shmua. So lisnei avlad mamzer. So it's, if we're talking about like what we're saying, we're talking about, is this before or after she finds out? So then, like we said, since her status didn't change, you just say the kid's a mamzer. What do you have to say? First one, second one, nothing's changed. So the Gemara answers that this lemaisa is what we're talking about. However, mishum tekabai lemisnei seifa. The reason why we're writing like this because of the seifa. The seifa, as we saw, said Amrula meispale v'niseis. Your husband died. She got married. V'charkach Amrula kayam haya umeis. That he was alive, but now he's dead. Then the Rishon mamzer and the Acharon is eino mamzer. And therefore, in there we did have a difference between the first son. The first son, she was mizana at the time. Her husband is alive. Therefore, the kid was a mamzer. Now she continues living with the guy. The husband is dead now. So now the kid is not a mamzer. So therefore, since there is a difference over here, the first and second, therefore tananami resha arishon v'acharon mamzer. Even though einachanami, there's no rishon and achron really in the first case, but we say it rishon achron because of the seifa. Since the seifa is a difference, we use the same lashon in the resha also. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, this Mishnah that we have learned, that we spoke about the Levama Lashok and the Mamzer, now the Gemara says this is Divrei Rabbi Akiva Shehaya Omer Ein Mekidushin Tovsin B'Chayvei Lavi Avachachamim Amrim Ein Mamzer Ami Yavama. Okay, so this is Rabbi Akiva. That's why the kids are moms. Remember, even though the issur of her marrying without Yibum, Yavam al-Ashuk, is only a lav, and therefore there shouldn't be a mamzer, but Rabbi Kiva holds that Ein Kedushin Tovsi Mechavei Lavin, therefore the kid is a mamzer. However, Al Chachamim Omrim, Ein Mamzer B'Yavama. But there is no case of mamzer in the Yavama Loshon. Okay. Asking more of Aleima Ein Mamzer Mechavei Lavin. So we're asked, what's a funny Lashon over here in the Chachamim who argue? Right, the Rabbi Kiva, we said Hayah Omer in Kedushin Tovsi Mechavei Lavin, so should have said, however, the Chachamim Omrim that Yesh Kedushin Tovsi Mechavei Lavin. So why does it say this limiting that Ein Mamzer Mi Yavama? It almost sounds like only in the case of Yavama, I would agree with you, but here in the case of Yavama, Chachamim, I disagree with you. You know, the kid's not a mamzer. In any case of a lav, why dafka ain mamzer mi Yavama? So the Gemara answers and says, "Einachanami, Haytana is not our regular Chachamim that we're used to, but rather Hachtana the Rabbi Akiva." Damar mechayve lavin d'she'er havi mamzer mechayve lavin grede lo havi mamzer. So in Achanami, it's not the classical chachamim which we hold like, you know, that are arguing with chachamim that they hold it's not a mamzer by lavin. So no, it's a different chachamim. It's the chachamim who do hold like Rabbi Akiva that there is such thing as mamzer mechayve. However, they not all the way, not as much as Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds in all cases. They hold this chachamim holds only in a lav that is with kirva, involves incest. So a lav which involves incest. Right there, this Chachamim agree with Rabbi Kiva that the kid would be a mamzer, but not by other types of lavim. For example, Yavam al-Ashok. That doesn't involve anything with incestuous. And therefore, that's the Chachamim over here that say, Chachamim Omrim, that the kid is not a mamzer. That's the Chachamim that follows Shita's Rabbi Kiva, but not completely. As opposed to the Chachamim we're used to. Okay, so let's see the Rashi's on this. The Gemara. So, Ein Mamzer Miyavama, Shenisis Lashuk, Why, Belo Chalitza, Hoyo Velesa, Ela Belav. That's the Chacham, there's only a Lav here. So, Hai Tana, the Tana that says, Chachamim Omrim Ein Mamzer Miyavama, Alma Sphira Lehu, the Yesh Chai Velavin, Shavlad Mamzer Mehen. Right, because since it says they say then Yavama is not a mamzer, mashma, then in other cases there would be, just here there isn't. So in Akanami, this is Tana the Bay Rabbi Akiva. It's like a Tana from the house of Rabbi Akiva. Now, as the Tana agrees in general with the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, the Ikatana in Parshas in Perakacholetz and Daf Memtes before that Aliva to Rabbi Akiva, Damar Yesh Mamzer Mechayve Lavim D'She'er, the Machmas Kurba, right? That they agree with Rabbi Kiva that there is a mamzer with a lav, but that's only a lav that involves, like we said, incest. Okay, and Rashi brings a couple of examples. For example, Kugona Nusas Aviv, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Mar, Kai Alev Alav, where there's in the hold that there's a lav there. That's one example in Perek Nosim. And also Kugon Noseyat Chalutzaso, someone who marries his chalutzaso, the kai also below yivne as well, also a lav, and these are lav, but they're the kurba, and therefore they agree with Rabbi Akiva that there is mums there, but they argue with him legave mechayve loving grade, regular lav, there's nothing to do with incest, could go on yavam alashuk with domela and things like that, and that's the chachamim over here. Okay, so a little bit more. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. So Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Minayin she'ein kedushin tovsin v'yavama. So Rav held that there's no yavama l'shuk, right? In other words, a woman that's supposed to do yibu, and somebody comes and wants to do kedushin with her. So Rav says it's not chal at all. It's nothing. Right, it's just like an Asian. Like if you give kedushin to an Asian siege, it's meaningless. It's nothing. So to hear Rav held that giving kedushin to a woman that's a yavama, right, that's has to do yibum, it's meaningless. It's not chal. It's nothing. Where do we learn this from? Shneimar, since this is the pasuk, lo tiyeh eishes hameis achutza leish zar. So they learn out from the lashon of lo tiyeh that mashma, not only is it it's aser, she's aser to this guy, but lo tehei ba havaya lezar, and meaning that it doesn't work. Lo tiyeh, but there's no, it's not chal at all, nothing. It can't work. So that's the shita rav. Ushmuel amar v'ani yoseinu tzricha get. So what does it mean v'ani yoseinu? In our poverty, she needs a get. Says Rashi, mitoch anius datenu she'einanu yodim perush hamikra. In other words, he said that we're not sure that's a pshat in the pasuk. Okay, we're not clear. Going to Rav, he said, yeah, that's what it means. Let's hey, fine. But he says, since we're not so clear in our in the pshat in the pasuk, and therefore tzricha get, she needs to get misafek, because it's not true. It could be that it is chal the kedushin with this yavama, and therefore she needs to have a get. And since we're not sure, she should have a get. Now the Gemara says out the safek. What's the safek? Misafka leilishmuel hay lo tiyeh eishes hameis. When it says in this lashon lo tiyeh eishes hameis, is that ila lav hudasa, or e the lo tafsinan bakidushin hudasa? In other words, is it like we said at the end, like Rav, that it's not tofes bichlal? That's what it means. That's the lashon of lo tiyeh eishes, as we said, she cannot be married. Or is the pshat no, not that she cannot be married, but she may not be married. In other words, she's not allowed to, but it does work. It is tofes. So that's the suffix of Shmuel. He wasn't sure when the pasuk said, "Lo tiyeh eishes hameis," does it mean she cannot be married or she may not be married? Like it doesn't work, or it works, but she's not allowed to do so. But if you do it, it is chal. And therefore, since he was a suffix, just in case, we have to give her a get. Okay, let's see Rashi. Ilalav hudeasa, is it coming for a lav? Arehi kishar chavilavin, and therefore she's like any other love, but tafsi bakedushin, according to what we hold, it's tofet.